Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center and Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we were looking at mothers because this was a Mother's Day teaching. And it's amazing how many mothers have been put under condemnation by the devil and his lies. You're not a good mother. You haven't been a good wife. You haven't been a good parent. You haven't done this. You haven't done that. And then it puts them into a place of condemnation, and they can't accomplish what God's called them to do. So we want to pick it up and look at this and show you the power of our living, loving God. Let's join the service right now.
You're not condemned by your repeated failures as a mother. By your drug addiction as a mother, by doing drugs while you had a child, by doing drugs while she was in the womb or he was in the womb. You're not condemned. God says there's no condemnation for you if you're in my son Jesus. How many women had children in jail? Come on. And can you imagine the condemnation there? This stuff gets in, man. It gets real deep inside of us. What about if you were abused? A woman was abused by a father of all things. Jesus, help us. You think it's not happening? It's rampant. How does she get through life? How does a woman get through life being abused? Happened 40 years ago. 40 years later, she's still living that day. And you know what? I was telling the earlier service, I counseled a woman one day who had this situation. And you know what the biggest thing was? The biggest problem of it all was she was only 12 or 13. I can't remember exactly. She was 12 or 13. She was the one who felt guilty. She believed it was because of her it happened. How do you explain that to a 12-year-old? It's not your fault, honey. You don't know what's going on. No. So they live with that condemnation. God will restore your mind. He'll take that out of you. He'll take that out of your system. Only God with the healing balm of Gilead can take that hurt out of your head and out of your heart. But He can do it, and He'll do it because you're not guilty. Now, if you were the one who did it, you need to take it to God and get under the blood and make right. Amen. But women are walking around full of guilt, trying to raise children. And to me, it's one of the hardest jobs on the planet, just raise a child. And a single mother to raise children, help me, Jesus. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how women that are single raise one child, never mind two or three. To me, that's just wow. Good God, help us. You're not condemned because your child has got a learning problem. Why do we take it on ourselves? What did I do wrong? You did nothing wrong. The devil did everything wrong. The curse came into the earth. You're not guilty. Well, I had a favorite child. Well, boo-hoo, so did Joseph's father, the father of the 12 nations called Israel. He had a favorite child, Joseph. But he became the father of the 12 nations. God uses the broken, the hurt, the lost, the dying, those prostitutes. He used prostitutes in the line of Jesus Christ. Do you know that? He had a prostitute that Jesus came through that lineage. Oh, yeah. From people that weren't even in the covenant, children. How dare we put this condemnation on people? And don't you put it on yourself. Jesus came to take that away from you. He wants you free, free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. All the time, day and night, no matter how bad I feel, I'm free. Amen. When it's going bad, I'm free. When I got the money, I'm free. When I don't have the money, I'm free. Come on. When my husband's being good to me, I'm free. When he's not being good to me, I'm free. Women get a bad rap. You know, I said earlier as well that if a man gets cancer and he ends up going to heaven, he ends up dying. You know, we go there, we talk about what a wonderful man he was and, you know, how brilliant and all this and that and the things he did, etc., etc. But we forgot about the woman who stood there with him for 22 years or 10 years or however long he was sick. We forget about what she went through. And let me tell you what, sometimes it's harder to watch someone go through it than for you to go through it yourself. Because when you're watching someone you love, I mean, if someone in your family went home early, you're not the cause. You are not to blame. You'd be surprised how many people believe if I'd only done this, that wouldn't have happened. That's a lie from the devil. Don't blame yourself. Stop blaming yourselves. Woman, thou art loosed. My God. Because your son's in jail, because your son's on drugs, because your son's married, he's not married out of wedlock, he's had 5 children. So what? Pray for him, put him under the blood, ask God to touch him, her, whatever, and get them where they need to be. But you did not do that. You did not do that. Mothers, it's not your fault. It is not your fault. It's not your fault that your husband left you. Don't worry, men's meeting's coming next. Father's Day, we're going to whip on the ladies. I want all of you ladies in church that day. Don't miss it. But seriously, there are women, lovely, sweet women, people that you just want to hug. They're so nice and just so giving, so caring and that. And yet they got all this bones and baggage on their life because my child's not working. He refuses to work. He's 45 and he's back home. Who cares? Thank God he's back home and not in a drug house. And maybe God's giving you another chance to whip him. Oh, Lord, I'm so glad I'm not part of your family, brother. Sheesh. Here's another one. We get under condemnation, ladies, for not living up to the standards of your mother. And then, even worse than that, they're under condemnation because they don't measure up to the standards of his mother. Well, my mom used to make it this way. Well, good for her. Seriously. Well, my mother wouldn't have done it that way. My mother would, go back to her. I'll give you freedom. Go. You know what happens there? Most of the time, there's apron strings. Yes, mother. Here's your husband. Apron string's still there. Just go in between. Cut him. Cut him. Loose her. Loose him. Loose him. Let him go. Who wants to live up to someone else's standard? Who the heck do you think? Are you Jesus Christ? I must live to what you say? Boo-hoo for you. Get out of my house. But that's your mother. Okay, you can stay. No, I'm joking. But seriously. We get under condemnation from people. Who do people think they are? Who do you think you are? If you're trying to control someone, that's witchcraft. Right. Children will use that against their parents. They'll learn how to finagle and get you to give them what they want. They'll turn you against each other. It's not your fault, Mom. Not your fault. Well, you should have disciplined him more. You should have disciplined her more. Oh, and let's see what you did. Don't let the devil bring you to condemnation. You're a free agent of God. You're a world changer. You've got an anointing on your life. You've been appointed and God's pushed you on forward. Do not let the devil steal your joy. He will come there when you're supposed to be rejoicing, whatever, and he comes and steals your joy. This is a message today of freedom for you mothers. Yes. Freedom for you mothers. Not your fault your husband doesn't come. Not your fault he doesn't care for you. Not your fault this. Stop blaming you. God took it on himself. We don't take it on ourselves. We're not big enough to take it on ourselves. We could never take what he took, ever. Because if we could, he didn't have to come. So I want you guys to know that there's a way out of here. My God, my God. I was too strict. I was too lenient. I didn't care enough. I didn't spend enough time with him. Oh, this, oh, that. Stop. It's not about you. It's not, you know, life's not all about you. Just in case you don't know. Now I'm talking to men and women. XX and XY. This church will be known as XX and XY. Okay? And he is a he. And she is a she. Yeah. There's no Hershey. Oh, God. I'm going to be sued by a chocolate factory. Hershey's. At least you come for a, you come to church, you get fed, and you have a comedy show with it. Stop, ladies, I'm serious about this. You're not the cause of the divorce. You're not the cause of the destruction in your home. You're not the cause. It's the cause of the curse and the devil. And don't blame anyone else. Blame the blame where it belongs, on the father of all lies. He'll come to you and he'll rip you apart, given half a chance. You are a blood-washed, blood-bought child of the Most High God. You are an awesome specimen, a world changer. You're a brand new creation in Christ, and you are a peculiar person. He said, you're a nation of priests, holy nation. My God, I'm a holy nation. How dare the devil come and put that nonsense in your life, all over your life? It's time you kicked him out. Get him out of the house. My Lord Jesus. There are three things I discovered about raising children. Number one, raising children to me is the most important call in the world. Yes. In the world.
Amen.
Number two, it's often the most difficult call in the world.
That's right?
Right?
Yes.
If you don't think so, you haven't had children. Number three, it's the most rewarding call in the world, to raise children. And even if they don't go in the way they should go in the beginning, you pray for them. You say, Lord, I didn't do it right. I put that under the blood. Forgive me. Now I call them in. And I thank you, Lord, that you send angels, you send people, you send laborers to cross their path, to come and speak to them. My child in jail, send someone there. Send someone to talk to that person. I know guys that are in jail that are more on fire than us outside of jail. Amen. It's not your fault. Ladies, it's not your fault that there's not enough money in the house. It's not your fault that the family's splitting up. It's not your fault that there's a problem and he's left you. It is not your fault that you're a single mother.
Right.
Not your fault you had an abortion. Not your fault for miscarriages. Not your fault for an adulterous affair. It's a fault of the fall of the curse of the enemy. Now we've got to get under that blood. We've got to get the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us and say, I will not fall that way ever again in Jesus' mighty name. And let the Holy Spirit guide you through these landmines. You know, outside of these walls is landmines. Actually, in some of the churches is landmines. You better watch who you sit next to in some churches. But most of the witches come to church. And Jezebels.
Yes.
Hello. Keep yourself clean and pure. Trust God. Ladies, say, Lord, I'm in your hands. I'm in your hands, Lord. It's not always easy. But you're called of God. Ladies, you wouldn't have children, or you wouldn't even be a lady, but you're called of God, you're anointed by God, and you're appointed by God. And you just happen to be a child of God. So whatever's gone wrong in your life, it's under the blood. It's all the sin you committed under the blood. Now let me start on the men and the sins they commit. My God. A lot of women have abortions because the men insist. But you know what? They too can be forgiven if they put it under the blood.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to